Well, welcome back. Welcome back to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour. It's so great to be here. I'm so excited today because my friend Doug Harsh is here from South Bend, and he's such a great musician, and he plays all over the area. And I love it whenever I see your name on the web.
You're way too kind.
It's such a pleasure. And Doug has played here at Wild Rose Moon a number of times for open mic and in performance. And he always brings great songs to the stage. And you've got a special song. I heard this and I thought, this has got to be on the radio show. Could you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah. The story of the song is, I think it was last year, maybe the year before, the South Bend Civic Theater put on this musical. It was called The Christmas Schooner. And I was like, what's that all about? And so I did a little bit of research, and I found out that it's actually based on a true story of these folks who were up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and they heard that these German immigrants in Chicago didn't have Christmas trees. And so they decided, hey, we're just going to load them up on a boat and sail across Lake Michigan, you know, in basically the wintertime, you know, risking life and limb like you do, just so that they can have Christmas trees. And so that something about that story just captivated my imagination. And so, you know, a year or two later, I'm writing the song, and I have a feeling that that story was kind of in the back of my head as I wrote this. So, and it's just basically a song about a guy trying to get back to his gal, which is a pretty common thought for us guys. Twas a time of winter, cold and fierce, when the cruel Decembers blow. When the last I saw my true love's face on the day I left my home. I was leaning hard upon the rail, looking bravely through the mist, wondering how my life could e'er go on without my true love's kiss. As those waves beat hard upon the rocks like a restless symphony, spinning tales of love and anxiousness for the girl who waits for me. It was several months of seaman's toil that at last returned me there. But the only welcome I would know was her brother's mournful stare. She had taken ill the day I left, and the sickness took its toll, till at last it broke my poor love's heart, and it stole her very soul. As those waves beat hard upon the rocks like a restless symphony, spinning tales of love and emptiness for the girl who waits for me. Now I'm staring out upon the swells of so many years before, and I'm longing now to sail to her beyond that distant shore. As those waves beat hard upon the rocks like a restless symphony, spinning tales of love and loneliness for the girl who waits for me. Still those waves beat hard upon the rocks in an endless symphony, spinning tales of love and longing
for the girl who waits for me.
Doug Harsh!
And now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, from our hometown to yours, the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour presents our very own audience participation quiz show, Shoot the Moon!
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
And now here's host of Shoot the Moon, the man who knits sweaters for his teeth because he likes to smile through the Indiana wintertime, George Schricker.
Thank you so much. Thank you. And if you're interested in learning about that knitting technique, I use dental floss, and it lasts a long time. So you want to take that out before you start eating.
You mean the process lasts a long time if you're knitting your dental floss?
Yeah, that does take a long time. Anyway, thank you, Hannah. And we have previously drawn two names out of the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour Shoot the Moon basket and are going to call them out of the audience right now and onto our stage to play Shoot the Moon. So I'd like to welcome Ryan Meir and Bruce Eustace to our stage. Thank you. Hannah, while they're arriving, could you tell everybody the rules of the game using those mellifluous vocal cords of yours?
Well, I would, George. I've got them right here.
Good.
Prior to the show, audience members indicate their willingness to participate in Shoot the Moon by supplying an answer to the survey question, are you now or have you ever been a human being? And with that answered in the affirmative, we proceed to ask from those willing participants this important question. Are you ready, willing, and able to gently access that remarkable being in an often silly and self-deprecating manner in the futile attempt to answer a series of innocuous questions? And from a collection of audience members gullible enough to answer this in the affirmative, exactly two contestants are selected to play Shoot the Moon. So now let's play Shoot the Moon.
Well, I'm excited about that. So I want to take a little time and interview our contestants here. Ryan Meir, are you from Plymouth, Indiana?
Yes, I am.
Grew up right here in Plymouth and went to school here and swam in the Yellow River and
yeah.
stuff like that.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and you work over at
Plymouth Foundry.
In the Plymouth Foundry. And what do you do over there?
Auto grinder operator.
Yeah.
And what else needs done?
Yeah. Well, that's great. Bruce Eustace, you're a big supporter of Wild Rose Moon. Thanks for coming in today to play the game. That's so exciting to us.
It's my pleasure.
Yeah, yeah. And you have a long background in a lot of different things. You used to play football when you were young. Is that right?
Yes. And actually, I was a builder my first half of life.
That's right.
Oh, you built incredible houses.
And you studied Christopher Alexander's work.
That's right. Yes. That's a rare thing people don't know about, but that's really, he was at the center of what I did.
Yeah. And what's his technique? Could you do it in a nutshell?
I would say this. Most houses and buildings get manufactured. And what he did is he learned how to grow a house.
To grow a house. Organically.
Organically, like a tree grows. And, you know, everything in nature is whole. It's complete in itself, and it's self-sustaining like that. And it's all interrelated in nature. And he was trying to, in a sense, get to something so deep inside oneself, one's own wholeness, and to generate and grow something out of that. Yeah.
Okay. Let's go back to Ryan. And Ryan, I want you to choose from one of these four categories. And these categories are directly connected to our band Sultry, or Sultry, as I've learned. They are kind of a sultry bunch.
Let's go with Well, Shanos Semantics?
I'm hoping they help me with this. Shanos Semantics. Right. Okay, here we go. Eric Fichtner grew up surrounded by music. He started singing at the church he grew up in with hymns, then later in choirs and musical theater. He developed a love for Celtic music at an early age, and it became his prime focus in music through the years. When he's not giving technical advice on industrial machinery, Eric plays the Bodhran, is that it?
Bowron,
excuse me. Fiddle, mandolin, and sings Shanos. Right? What is Shanos, Ryan? Is it a fun form of Irish pub singing comprised of whistling through the nose while drinking beer?
I hope so.
B, it literally means singing songs related to sirens. Sirens. Think mermaids on rocks. Okay?
Right.
Or is it a highly ornamented style of unaccompanied traditional Irish singing?
I'm going to go with C.
C. Is that correct, band?
That is correct.
That is.
Okay.
Yes.
So, Eric, could you give us just a few measures of this style?
How pleasant in winter to sit by the hob, just listening to the barks and the howls of the dogs, or to walk through the green fields where wild daisies bloom, to pluck the wild flowers in the May morning dew.
Wow. Yeah, there's sort of like a built-in tremolo into that. You know, I don't know, maybe there, you have a different way to describe it, but it feels like there's that tremolo effect. Is that right?
A little bit. Yeah. Try to purdy it up as much as possible.
Yeah. Oh, that's what.
Because it is unaccompanied, so. Yeah.
Well, it's quite beautiful, and you have a beautiful voice there.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay, Bruce, we have three more categories. Which would you like?
I'll do the bottom one there.
Belle Fountain. Yes. Belle Fountain. Okay, so here we go. Oh, Bellefontaine, Ohio, Adam Carter's home, is legendary for which of the following? Okay. A, the first concrete street in America. B, the highest hill in Ohio. Or C, several beautiful springs.
Well, I'm just going to go with C, I think. But that may be wrong.
Actually, it's a trick question, Bruce.
Yes.
But that would be right, so we have to give you a right answer. But it's actually all three of those things.
Right, yes.
First concrete street. Yes. In 1891, Bellefontaine became the location of the first concrete street in America. George Bartholomew invented a process for paving using Portland cement, which until then had been used in stone construction. A small section of Main Street on the west side of the Logan County Courthouse was the first to be paved using that process.
And it's still there. It's still there. That concrete's still visible. But I'm sorry, I have to correct your pronunciation of Belle Fountain. It's a very common occurrence that newscasters and normal people alike will mispronounce our
Belle Fountain, is it?
Belle Fountain, and if you're truly native, you take out everything but the very essentials. You say Belle Fountain.
Belle Fountain.
Belle Fountain. Belle Fountain.
Belle Fountain. Okay. My apologies to.
I'm sorry. We should have covered that before we started.
Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. My apologies to Belle Fountain. Okay.
If there's a hole, I'll put my foot in it.
Okay, Ryan, back to you. Oh, wait. We have to find out what the score is here.
I'll tie it up, George. Ryan has one, Bruce has one.
Oh, great. Good job. Okay, now, Bruce. Oh, no, do we go to we go back to Ryan.
Ryan, yes, I think Ryan's next, sorry. Right.
I'll go with a Wadilquity.
Wadilquity. Wadilquity.
All over with the pronunciations here.
Yeah. Right.
Nathan Waddill began playing bass at the age of 14 while living in Southern California. Early musical influences included everything from rock and blues to jazz and bluegrass. He developed a deep appreciation for playing Irish music after moving to Indiana in the 1990s. Since then, he has performed with numerous groups. He currently plays bass with a Celtic American band, Soultray, as well as Treated and Released, which is a blues band, and Kennedy's Kitchen. In 2009, Nathan Waddill began playing with which band? Which one of these was a band that he played? 2009. Did he play with the band Rockin' Rollin' with the Wad? Okay. Roger Drawdy and the Firestarters. That's B. And C, Kimmy Kitt and the Crosairs.
I'm going to go with C.
I'm sorry, that's not right, is it? What is it?
It was Roger Drawdy and the Firestarters.
That's quite a name. Quite a name. Tell us a little bit about that band.
Well, that's a Celtic rock band. I actually played guitar in that band.
You did?
And it's a lot of fun. He's a great singer-songwriter, very prolific.
Oh, very interesting. Okay, Bruce, back to Bruce, right, for the final question. What have we got here?
Miscellaneous meteors.
I think it's Metier, I think.
Metiers? Well, you see, there you go.
Yeah, I know.
If there's a hole up my foot in it.
Call semantics.
Sean Ellsworth Hoffman's music reflects his love of far-flung, empty places and doing work that matters. He grew up on a small farm in northern Indiana and has worked as a construction worker, teacher, and a musician. Which career has Sean Ellsworth Hoffman not engaged in? Is it seamstress A? B, wildlife rehabilitator? Or C, merchant mariner?
I'd say seamstress.
Yeah, he was never a seamstress, were you?
That's correct. I was never a seamstress.
It takes me a while.
And he's a wildlife rehabilitator in that he's put a band together. So, yeah. So
I was wondering where that one was coming from.
Yes.
Yeah.
But that's very true.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
If you weren't patient, I would have gotten that wrong. Well,
So what is our score now, Anna?
Ryan has one and Bruce has two.
And does that mean Bruce wins?
Well, yeah, he wins, but they both win prizes.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Well, each of our contestants have won a sticker, a big Wild Rose Moon sticker.
A sticker. Look.
The sticker is suitable for applying to
They're being awarded
your
their
sleeve.
Stickers even as we speak. That's great. And what is the sticker suitable for?
Applying to your sleeve, your shoe, headband, party dress, or a vintage denim jacket.
Okay. Well, let's thank Ryan and Bruce for playing Shoot the Moon.
It don't matter to me how smart you are. Maybe you're a big buffoon. You don't need to be quick on the draw. All you gotta do is shoot the moon. Shoot the moon. Shoot the moon.
Next up, we have more of the Celtic Americana band Soultray with Sean Ellsworth Hoffman, Eric Feichner, Adam Carter, and Nathan Waddill.
With support from the Marshall County Community Foundation, Bruce Hustis and Marshall LeMay, Marshall County Tourism, and the Friends of the Wild Rose Moon, you're listening to the Wild Rose Moon Radio Hour.